This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving. Unashamed and unafraid, because I believe you mean it when you say, I am strong, beautiful, I am good enough. I belong after all, because of what you've done. This is real, what I feel, no one made it up. I am loved. Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
So the question is, do you know who you are? Do you know whose you are? You know, that's very interesting, but we have to know who we are, like who I am and whose I am. And I am with my Heavenly Father. And I'm hoping that you feel and understand the depth of that. The name of Jesus, the Messiah. I was at church on Sunday and they were talking about that and how we kind of just take that word lightly. We're going through the books of Acts and we're only in the second chapter and it's just coming to life. And I thought while I was sitting there, I was sitting by myself, which is not something I'm used to doing, but I was sitting by myself and I've been kind of personally pulled away from the norm, not having things as they were. And that it's not easy, but yet I feel the Lord's using this time. And I say this not for you to feel sorry for me because you don't need to do that. But what I'm saying this for is maybe you're going through a similar time, or maybe you can remember back going through a similar time where things that you were used to and comfort levels that you were feeling that you're pulled out of those comfort levels and now you're at this new place. And in this, when I'm sitting in church by myself, the Lord was able to just speak to me. And I felt his presence so strong. I had no distraction, even though the room was full of people. I felt like the Lord was shining his light down right on me. And it was my personal time with him, even though the room was full of people. And I know everybody in that room has broken places in their lives, that we're all broken people in some way or another. But I also know that through our brokenness, the Lord can reveal himself so strongly that he's right there. We have to ask him though, don't we? We have to ask him to show himself. We have to ask him to just so you can feel his presence with you. And I don't know about you, but I want to be hemmed in with his love, with his grace. I want to be totally hemmed in. And the times when they're the toughest are the times where we, you know, reach out more and call out his name. Because I'm going through these struggles right now, I'm so humbled at just how small I am. How small I am. And I ask the Lord, am I really making a difference? Am I doing your will? Am I doing what you created me to do? And maybe you're asking those questions too. You know, we're kind of winding down, right? We're getting so close to Christmas. I can't even believe how close to Christmas it is. And tonight is Halloween. I don't know about you. You might have mixed emotions about Halloween. But for me, I can remember back when I was a young child. And I so looked forward to dressing up for Halloween and going out and getting not just a little bag of candy. I had to have a pillowcase. Okay, it didn't rip. Didn't have handles, but it didn't rip and I could get lots and lots of candy. Can you relate? And then I became a mom. And things started to change. And I don't know, if you're older, then you know what I'm talking about. If you're younger, maybe you're going to relate to the future, what we talk about. But when I was young, we didn't have the concerns that we do now. And what I mean by that is you can walk late at night and not really worry about it way back when. And now there's just a lot more that impacts our lives in the negative world. Luckily and thankfully, we have our Heavenly Father who's our protector, our almighty protector. But does that mean that we not pay attention? Does that mean that we don't do our share of getting the knowledge we need so we don't perish? Absolutely not, especially as a parent. you parents with those little children. You know, there's evil out there, whether you want to admit it or not. There's the evil force. And Halloween night is the night that he claims his. Now, we're going to say it's not his. It's a harvest, right? It's a harvest night. It's a night where there's a harvest, and we can celebrate the harvest, but we don't celebrate him. And I watch Criminal Minds. Don't judge me. But I watch CSI and I watch Criminal Minds. I really like those shows. Why? I can't tell you. I just do. And I get engrossed in them one after another, which I'm embarrassed to even tell you. But I'm telling you this. And there was a show recently about Halloween night and how they were after a person who was a killer. And this person was dressed up just like everybody else. And so he could be in the form of anything and nobody would take note because everybody was dressed up in costume. So this guy didn't stand out. And I just thought that was interesting because it is his night where he can progress if we allow it, but we're not going to let that happen, are we, parents? We're not going to let that happen. And so I want you to just remember this. Enjoy the moment like you did as a child. You want to have your child experience the good of it, right? Take the best and leave the rest. But you also want to guard your children and protect them because you've been put in a position of doing that. You have to guard them and protect them. That's part of your job. God put you in that position for your little blessings, and they are blessings. Even if it's a struggle and you're tired, I get it. I was there. My kids are 33 and 30 now. One's a school teacher and one works with me, and I can tell you they're both blessings. Did I say that all the time? Yes, I did. Even when times were tough, I would say that they were blessings because they are blessings. And I felt honored and privileged that the Lord chose me to be the mother of my two children. And that changes attitudes, doesn't it, when we're dealing with things? You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. This show has been going for 6 years, and I just thank you for all you fans out there and the listeners out there. I thank you for your comments, for connecting with me on Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com. I really appreciate the information that you bring to me. I always ask when I meet people at home shows or KKLA appreciation days or whatnot, I always ask when people come up and they say, oh, I love your show. I love listening to your show. You bring me inspiration. You bring me encouragement. And I always ask the question, you know, what is it about the show that you really like? And is there anything you don't like? Because I want to improve all the time, right? That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to improve as parents, as spouses, as brothers, as sisters, even as children. We need to improve, so we have to be asking that question, even though we're nervous about the answer. And I do get some input, but mostly I get encouragement, which I appreciate. I really do. So if you want to connect with me, I'd really appreciate that if you would do that, because I'd like to know that there's more than, you know, just the few out there listening. I know that we have listenership, but I'd like it to grow. I definitely would like it to grow. I'd like for you to share this show with other people because I think it can be a blessing. And I'm hoping it's encouraging because that's my goal, is to just be an open vessel to be used for the Lord's good. And this is his show, not my show, even though it says Sue Freeze Show. It's because I wasn't any more creative than that. Come up with a better name. So Sue Freeze it is. Anyway, so getting back to Halloween, okay, you're getting the children ready, okay? It's that time. And I can remember when my children came back. I went with them, and it was really fun to see the reactions of the people at the table, at the doors, when they opened the doors, and see the reactions of the costumes. I really had this thing about not being scary and not being evil. I didn't want to have an evil character with my children because to me they were such a blessing. Now, I know this might rub some people wrong, and I'm okay with that, all right? You do what you feel is right for you and your children. But for me, I wanted angels and butterflies and, you know, policemen and firemen and things that were good. I didn't like the evil, all right? And I fought the evil all the way because I don't like evil. In fact, I hate evil, anything evil. And as you grow in your spiritual walk, you're going to become more sensitive to that spirit. And you're going to know when it's around, and you're going to be able to fight it just by saying, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. It's that simple because Jesus is so powerful. And all you have to do is speak his name over whatever's happening, and things flee. There's been times where I've yelled at him and spit at his face and just said, you must flee from this house, because I felt this oppression. I felt this power that didn't belong there. And so I fought tooth and nail to get that power and that spirit out of my house. And parents, we don't want to allow that spirit around our children. We don't want to allow that spirit around anything that we love or cherish, right? So be aware. Be aware. Now, you might judge me. That's okay. You have, you know, that's your right. My kids will attest to this, is that at Christmas time, I have a cross. It's a big wooden cross that I have lights that outline the whole entire cross. It's 2x4s, you know, so the lights are on all sides. And we leave that cross up all year. I don't light it all year, but I have it hanging all year long on the front of my house. We have a homeowners association and they haven't liked it, but I fought them too. Anyway, Halloween is the first night for the year that I light it up. And that cross is lit very bright on Halloween because I don't want any evil spirits coming to my house. I don't want to have any of that around my house. My house is full of blessing, and I don't want to have anything like that around. So I just put that light cross up there, and it's a reminder for me. And it's also a reminder to everybody that walks up my sidewalk and walks up to my porch. It's just a reminder that this is not the devil's day, because the devil doesn't have a day in my life. He doesn't have a day. He has no place. And I'm saying this because I don't know where you are in your walk, in your beliefs, but I can tell you that devil is real. He's real. But our Jesus is so much stronger and mightier, and he can fight battles that us alone cannot fight. I just want you, as a parent or somebody that is in a protective mode, to be aware of this. And you can laugh at me, and I don't care, really. What I do care about is I want people to understand that this is real. I don't want to spend a lot of time on Halloween for this show, because after Halloween is one of my favorite holidays, and that's the holiday of Thanksgiving. So last note on Halloween is, parents, beware. Beware of not only the candy that your children are getting, and be sure that you look at it, check it out, because there's even something I just posted on Facebook about gummy bears. And there is a drug that can kill in gummy bears. And they're not in the normal packaging. So this is just a beware that it's out there. And I don't want anybody to have a problem. So parents, inspect the candy. Tell your children not to eat anything out of that bag until we get home, we dump it on the carpet, and we check it out. And make sure if there's any bags that are a little bit open, if there's any holes, anything like that. You just throw that stuff away. You know, can you remember? I remember as a kid, the worst thing that we had is like an apple with a razor blade in it. I mean, I know it's scary. But I mean, really, this stuff happens. So we have to be aware. When my children were little, with the church, we had the Harvest Carnival at the church. Boy, did that really set me at ease. I didn't have to worry about, you know, going trick-or-treating in areas and things and not knowing who your neighbor is, because in our busy life, that happens now, doesn't it? Much more than before. Your neighbors, you knew your neighbors. When I was growing up, our neighbors were all friends, and we, you know, we grew up together, played hide-and-seek together. And then as you get older, you know, people come, people go, you know, families separate, you know, all these things happen, and it's just not as safe as it was back then. So just be aware, okay? That's all I'm saying, is beware, be wise, okay? Just be wise out there, parents, and take care of your children and protect them. And just keep them informed. Let them understand that you're there, and the reason you're taking candy away from them is because you love them, you know? It's like, I don't want you to cross the street because I don't want you to get hit by a car, right? So you spank them because you want them to know. Oh, spank. Did I say that word? Goodness sake, spank? I spanked my children. Not often, because they didn't need it. But once in a while, I did. I'm just admitting it to you. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5, intersection of faith and reason. And we're, you know, KKLA is celebrating its 30 years E-Cola is celebrating over 30 years. And it's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing that we're able to be on the airwaves and we're able to get content that's helpful and it's going to help our families and our relationships be better. So right on that note, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving. I had my assistant pull some things up about blessings and giving thanks because I think Thanksgiving is wonderful. In fact, what I have done in the past, and I haven't done it the last 2 years because it's been crazy, but no excuse, is I didn't give Christmas cards out. But what I did was I was ahead of the game and I gave Thanksgiving cards out. Why? Because, you know, at Christmas time, how many Christmas cards do you get? You get a lot. I got a lot. My whole door was full of Christmas cards, which I love. I love that. And Thanksgiving, how many cards do you get? Not very many. So let's double it, right? Let's double it and let's give a double Thanksgiving and a double blessing by Thanksgiving, right? Because no matter what you're going through, no matter what I'm going through, which I'm going through quite a bit right now, and I'm not thankful for it, but yes, I am thankful for it because I know that on the other end of this, I'm humbled, number one, I'm pressed down, and I know that I'm being prepared for my next assignment. And it's all in how we view what's going on. Am I happy completely right now? No. Do I hurt inside? Yes. I'm just telling you, I don't have it all together. But you know what? God uses people that don't have it all together. He just does. Look at the stories in the Bible. He uses people where they are right now. And some of the things that are happening in my life, it's going to take God, a mighty God, to correct or fix or put things in the right order. It's not something I can do. And you know what? I'm okay with that. And I'm hoping that by me saying this, that it's an encouragement to you. That our God is so much bigger than we are. That we're so tiny compared to Him. And that He loves us more than we can comprehend. If you're a parent and you think about sacrificing one of your children, oh, that's just a horrible thought, isn't it? But that's what happened for us, is Jesus died for us. You listener, I know. You know what? He felt that you were worthy enough to send His only Son to die for you. He felt you were worthy enough, even if you don't feel worthy enough. Because there's times, even now, I feel unworthy. I feel like I don't deserve. But God felt I did, and He feels you do. I hope that's an encouraging word for you. I really hope it is. So Lydia, my assistant, she gave me some things in my glasses. My eyes are just getting so bad. So my glasses, I need new glasses. So we're going to work on that too. I need sight. I need new sight. What are some of the top Bible verses in thankfulness? What ones would you include? The gift of thanksgiving. I'm going to read this. When people express gratitude, it seems to induce happiness. And when we're more thankful to others, when they help us or are generous to us, they are much more likely to continue to be generous and giving. Isn't that so true? How much more so would a good God tend to be more generous when we are continually giving Him thanks for what He has already given us and what He has done for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And that scripture is 2 Corinthians 5:21, just in case you want to look that up. In church last Sunday, that's something he was saying, is that, you know, the Lord really wants us to be in His Word because He wants us to draw near to Him. And the best way to do that is to be in Scripture. And I felt pretty good on that note because I had my Bible open. I actually brought it to church. Not my app on the phone, but my actual physical Bible. And I opened it up, and it's a Bible I've had for years and years and years. And there's highlighting, there's underlining, there's ripped pages. There's little where you fold the corner over and, you know, I write things in based on what's going on in my life at that moment in time or something that's revealed to me through the Word. I'll write it in my Bible. So I felt pretty good at that moment when he said, you know, if you're not in the Word, you know, you're really not as close as you can be. And he encouraged everybody to read the Word. I felt good, but you know what? I said to myself right after I felt good about it, I could do better. That's what I said to myself. I can do better in reading scripture because the Lord, my Almighty Father, is really, really desiring my entire heart. He's wanting all of me, and He's wanting all of you. And that sounds, I don't know. What does that mean exactly? All, that three-letter word, that means so much. He wants all of you. He wants all of your attention. He wants all your time. He wants you. You know, pray without ceasing, He says. That's exactly that. Without ceasing, that means you're praying all the time. When you're walking, when you're talking, when you're lying in your bed. He wants you to be praying to Him, reaching out to Him. It's much better to pray to Him using His scriptures because it really sends a message home inside your heart and inside your deepest soul. Your most innermost being is when you speak scriptures out loud to where your ears hear your voice speaking the word of God, the word of truth into your life. Doesn't that sound like a wonderful thing to do? So even though I felt good about my scriptures and be in the Bible, I can do better, and so can you. No matter how good you are, you can do better. So the encouragement word and challenge there is to do better. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show right after this brief break. Hi, Sue Freeze, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy, Tyson, stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreeze.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
If you own or run a small business, here's some straight talk. No hype about how you can save up to hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on health benefits, business insurance, and HR issues. A company named Simpolicy can provide A to Z services for your employees to save you countless extra hours of work. Dealing with benefits, workers' comp, human resources, and business insurance. And they can save you money, improving your bottom line by helping with employee management. How much money? Just log on to Simpolicy.com and quickly fill in your employee census. Simpolicy will analyze your info and suggest ways to improve your employee benefits while reducing expenses so you can run your business and let Simpolicy do the drudge work. Find out more at Simpolicy.com. That's SimPolicy.com. Or call 888-980-8150, 888-980-8150, 888-980-8150. Simpolicy, your small business resource, a sister company to Montage Insurance Solutions.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you so much, Ecola, Termite and Pest Management Services, for sponsoring this show, and SimPolicy, which I love that name because it means simple policy. And, you know, insurance is something that we, it can be, there's so many bells and whistles, there's so many different choices we can make. I just had to go through all of that for all of the employees at Ecola. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of bells and whistles, and there's a lot of this and a lot of that. So SimPolicy, I love the name, and I know it will be very simple to be doing business with that company. So I hope you give them a call. Okay. So before the break, I referenced 2 Corinthians 5:21. And I'm going to go right from there. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. You know, I have this I Am program that you can invest in and get involved in, which will help you in understanding who you are in Christ. And it's called the New I Ams, and it's on the Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word.com. And you can go there and you actually read, like I was talking about, your brain hears your voice, and it penetrates deeper than if you're listening to somebody else talking. It's been tested, it's tried and true, and so you can take advantage of this. And what it is it's I Ams, and it renews your mind. And what we need to do, and I'm doing this too, I'm saying to myself that I am my Heavenly Father's daughter, that I'm ambassador of Christ, right? Because I am fighting this battle right now, and I'm not fighting it alone. I have Jesus on my side. And so whenever I am hearing these other little voices, I'm sure you've heard them occasionally, that tell you that you're not worthy, or that you don't measure up. You know, all of those negative words that maybe in your childhood you heard from someone, or maybe your brain is just telling you this because you've tried to compare yourself. It's a dangerous thing to do, but to compare yourself with somebody else, right? Because God created that other person to be that other person. And God created you specifically to be you. And so it's important that you know who you are and whose you are. You are His, and you were created for a specific purpose. I don't know about you, but I want to listen to what God says about me and whose I am is His, right? Completely, 100%. And same goes for you. If you want that, see, He gave us freedom of choice, didn't He? You're not a robot. You're not a monkey. You were given the freedom of choice, and you can choose to believe or not believe. You can choose to follow or not follow. That's your right. He gave you that. I know for me, there's only one way, and it's His way. And I need to do what He wants me to do. Do I fall short? Yes. Am I happy about that? No. Am I forgiven? Yes, by His grace. Not because I deserve it, but because He loved me. And on the way in today, I was thinking about my little dog. I have this little dog named Missy. She's a little white chihuahua. And she's a rescue dog, and yeah, I really don't know how old she is, but by her teeth and whatnot, they're saying she was like 4 or 5 years old, and now she's like 7. And she has a little mind of her own, but I'll tell you what, the most unconditionally loving dog, and I've had different dogs, and I've loved all my dogs. Anybody that knows me knows. There's no stray anything when it comes to me. Anyway, my little dog, I was just thinking about it. I can learn so much from my dog. And so could you. That unconditional love. It's like you want to have them in your lap. You want to pet them. You want to cuddle them. You want to love them. Because what do? They don't give you any bad words. They don't give you a bad attitude ever, right? They're just always there loving you. And they always are happy to see you. So we can learn a lot about that, right? When somebody comes home or whatnot, you know, we can be upset about whatever happened the day, or we can just go, I'm so glad you're home, right? We have the opportunity to be able to do that and to be thankful that we have that relationship, even if it's trying. There's people that don't have a relationship. There's people that aren't married now that maybe once were. People that had a relationship but don't have one right now. And they're alone, and they're going through the holidays alone. And what I say to that is, if you know somebody like that, can you reach out to them? Can you embrace them? Give them the love? Maybe be like my dog and be a little Missy and, you know, just show them love, right? We have so much to be thankful for, and I think we take so much for granted. I know I have. I've taken things for granted. And I'm really, really assessing all of that so I can be better next time. I can be better from this day forward. Because that's the lesson, isn't it? That's the life lesson, is let's be better today than we were yesterday. And let's learn today so we can be better for tomorrow. But we only have right now, don't we? There's no guarantees we're going to have tomorrow. So anything we need to do it like right now. Right? That's so true. So Thanksgiving cards, that comes before Christmas. And you might not have Christmas. Who knows? But we do have Thanksgiving. We have Halloween. Okay, you could do Halloween cards. Interesting. Interesting concept. That's actually not a bad idea. Put a little love in not such a good day, you know. My mother was born on November 1st, so she used to always celebrate Halloween. And so she'd always look forward to the Halloween party. And that was a positive thing for me back when I was a child. It was a positive thing because my mom would have all of her, you know, friends and family over, and they would have a great time. And they were all celebrating her birthday in her mind. They weren't celebrating Halloween. They were celebrating my mom's birthday. So that was kind of cool, actually. And they all dressed up, and not a lot of evil costumes. They were actually kind of cool, kind of fun. Very creative. I'm one that I don't like to go buy costumes off the rack. Sorry, stores and your retail, trying to make retail money. But I kind of like when you go in your closet or you go and you have a box of hand-me-downs or things that you're going to throw away or whatnot. And you say, oh my gosh, this would be so great. I could rip this up and I could do this and I could do that. And you really get creative. And I just think that's so much fun to do that. And with your kids, it's kind of a fun thing you can do together instead of going to a store and trying on things and doing things that way. I don't know. There's both, but it's kind of fun to be creative, isn't it? One of the most grievous sins is that of ingratitude. A sin of omission can sometimes be worse than a sin of omission. And when we fail to give thanks, we are failing to acknowledge what God has done for us. This is taking God's kindness toward us for granted. Here are 7 Bible verses that we can pray back to God or memorize to help us remain grateful and not forget to thank our good God for all that has done and is yet to do in the future. Giving thanks for all things. Here's Ephesians 5:20. Giving thanks always, not sometimes, always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This verse makes me believe that we are to give thanks for all things, and all means even through the trials and tests that we go through. Isn't that so true? If you had the IRS auditing you, would you give thanks to God for that? I believe we should, because all means all. God allows tests and trials in our life to make us depend on Him, because these tests, even the extremely difficult ones, allow us to learn to trust Him, even when our eyes lie to us. Also, we grow from trials and tests. God may allow us to be tested to see how we'll react. And also not just to see how strong our faith is, but to increase our faith. Because once the trial is over, we'll see just how faithful God was. And we'll learn that everything that happens to us always works out for our best. Romans 8:28, always. This reminds me of my niece. My niece is 5 months along with twins. And these twins, she is bedridden. Now she's got to have total bed rest because the twins want to come out now. And at 5 months, their chance of survival is not very great, even with medicine what it is today. It's, you know, they have to grow more in the proper setting, which is in the mother's womb. And so Tawny is reaching out on Facebook and saying, another day, we've got another day. And it's so wonderful to see her faith growing. Her belief system is growing and her faith is growing. And not only her faith, but she's reaching out to all the people she knows to ask to pray. I don't know if all these people are praying people, but the word's getting out that we need God. We need a almighty God, because medicine can't help this situation. Medicine can guide us along, but who gave us doctors? God. So here she is, and she's like reaching out saying, okay, keep praying, it's working. Keep praying, it's working. And it's building faith for all of those that are involved in these twins that are going to survive and thrive, because we're believing in that. This is the will of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And that's what she's doing. She's believing and she's giving God all the glory. If you're tuning in right now, I am so thankful that you're part of the show, and I'm hoping that this is encouraging and inspiring, and hopefully wisdom is here too. And I'm hoping and praying and believing that you're going to share this show with those that you know and love, that this can bring encouragement, inspiration, and knowledge to those that you come in contact with. So could you do that? How do you do that? I'm so glad you asked. You go to Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com. And on there, there are 6 years of podcasts. 6 years. I'm amazed at that. I totally am amazed at that. And where it's going is I just wrote a second book, and it's co-authored a second book called The Change, Insights into Self-Empowerment. And this book is kind of where I'm at. It's talking about change because, you know, I'm on the second half of my life and I'm going through lots of changes. Things that I didn't want to happen are happening. Things that I wanted to happen are happening. And I'm just relying and totally trusting God in all of my life. I'm just making sure that I'm doing what God wants me to do every minute of every day. And that I know the blessings will come if I stay faithful, and when I stay faithful. I just believe that. And it's not easy. And it's probably not easy for you either. I just want you to know I'm right with you. I'm right with you, and I'm understanding and experiencing some of the same things, and maybe you're experiencing things so much more tragic or big than I am. We all have our own struggles. We all have our own journey. And God doesn't place them. He allows them. Some of them are just natural consequences for our own choices. I get that. But no matter what is happening in your life, no matter how trying they are, our Heavenly Father is right there alongside us, even though sometimes we don't feel like He is. I know I've called that out and said, where are you? I don't feel you right now. Where are you? I need to feel your presence right here, right now, right? And maybe that's you. He's there. His promises is He's there. So we believe in His promises. His promises are true. I get a lot of inquiries from people wanting to know what the will of God is. If they do a single search on a Bible website or in their own Bible concordance using will plus God, they'll easily find His revealed will. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 are some of these, where we are to rejoice, how often? Always. And we are to pray without ceasing, which means always. And like Ephesians 5:20, we are commanded, not asked, commanded, to give thanks in all circumstances. So no matter what you're going through, there is a reason. We might not understand what the reason is for our circumstances, but there's a reason we're going through them. And when we get to the other side, we might understand, we might not, but we will have grown because of it. When I go back and I'm writing a book and I'm looking at timelines, some of the timelines, what this was a aha moment for me, is my timelines were both the most highest of highs and my lowest of lows were my timeline. And I'd have a line across and I'd go, okay, baby was born, got married. Okay, those are ahas and positives. And then, okay, this happened, this happened, this happened, which were the lows. And I can tell you that most developing is kind of like film. If you remember film, I saw this on a Facebook post. It says, developing is like film, and most developing happens when it's in the dark. You know, we develop more. More happens in the dark than in the light. And I looked back at my life and my timeline, and I can honestly say that that was true with me. You can assess your own life and find out if it's true with you. So it says that give thanks in all circumstances. There it is. That is the will of God, to rejoice, to pray, and to give thanks always. I can't tell anyone what God's hidden will is, but they'll never find His hidden will until they obey His revealed will. Ephesians 5:20. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That is how you may discern what is the will of God, Romans 12. Entering God's gates, Psalm 104, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Where are God's gates? So that we can enter them with thanksgiving. Praying through Jesus' name, our prayers and our thanks can enter the throne room of heaven. I try to always give thanks for all that he has done for me, even the trials. I was sitting in a restaurant one day, and as usual, I prayed before my meal. As I ate breakfast, there I thought I'd do an informed survey. I counted 12 different groups of people being seated and observed how many of these people prayed before their meals. Not one of them prayed before they ate. I have determined to daily enter the gates of heaven by Jesus' access, to give him all the thanks that are assuredly due his majesty on high. So now I'm going to stop for a second and ask you, do you pray before you eat? Do you pray for the meal that's before you? Most of the time I pray, and most of the time I do it where people notice, they can see that I'm praying. I will hold the hand of the person I'm praying with. I always ask permission because I don't want someone to feel uncomfortable. And if they, you know, don't feel comfortable, I will just pray by myself. But I always want to incorporate people in because I don't know. I don't know where they are, you know, what the issues are in their lives. So I always want to welcome that prayer in if they want to be involved. But I pray for my food. I pray for it because I am thankful for the food. And I want it to bring health. I want to be healthy inside and out. Do you want to be healthy inside and out? And I say this so often is that you have to guard everything about you. Your body is your temple. So you have five senses. You have your mouth, your ears, your nose, and your eyes. You want to make sure that you guard your temple. Guard it. Watch out for what you allow to your inner circle. You know, I have friends that like to cuss. And when they're with me, they guard their mouths because they love me enough to stop doing what they do normally. You know, and I'm hoping with time being around me, maybe they'll stop it even when I'm not around. But that's up to them. And I love them regardless. And they love me enough to be considerate enough to not be offensive with me. We both show each other grace. And that's okay too. And I love my friends. And you know, I didn't always have girlfriends. I guess I did, but not to the level I have now. And this is something the Lord has shown me, is that, you know, I always enjoyed doing what the guys were doing. I enjoyed being outdoors. I enjoyed the athleticness of the guys. I liked doing what they like to do. And so motorcycling and water sports and just being physical was more fun for me. I don't know if you can relate or not, but I wasn't one that liked to play with Barbie dolls. Not that that's bad. It's not bad. I wasn't into that. I'd rather have a pet alligator than to have a Barbie doll. Okay, that's just me. And so for me to relate to women, I had a difficult time. But lately, as I get older and I can't do some of the things out of choice because I count the cost getting older and I don't heal as quickly and as easily, even though I do heal, thank you, God. You know, I pick what I'm willing to do and I pick and I choose the risk I'm willing to take, which we do with age more than we do when we think we're invincible as young adults or children. And so I guard that, but I'm also just so thankful for my women friends. I have some amazing, amazing women friends, and I really don't know what I would do without them right now. You know, I have family that I love and adore, and then I have friends that I just adore. And you know, when you get married and you have children, and it's just hard to juggle everything, isn't it? It's hard to balance out the relationships and balance out time and carve out time for all these people. And so you do have to pick and choose how you're going to spend every minute. As a young mother, I get it. I'm not a young mother now. I'm ready to be a grandma as soon as my kids get married. First things first. But, you know, I'm looking forward to those times. And I'm some of my friends are grandparents now. And I look at them and say, that it must be so much fun. And I'm looking forward to it when the time is right. No hurry. But I am looking forward to being a grandma. I am, because I want to, you know, just spoil those children. What can I say? I heard on the way in, I was listening to KKLA, and there was someone talking about being a grandparent, and they said the best things are hugs and taillights as a grandparent. And I thought that was so cute. Hugs and taillights. So funny. Lydia, my assistant, she put some things down here that I want to read. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Sometimes we don't take time to realize the blessings we have in front of us. And when we do that, what happens is, even if we're having a down day or a gray cloud over for the day, we can just get clouded. And it kind of pushes the cloud away and brings a rainbow when we can think about what we're thankful for. It's just like I have this friend who calls me, and a lot of ailments, a lot of things that are restricting this person from doing the things that they want to do. And I always have to remind this person, think about what you can do. Not what you can't do, but what you can do. And I hope that's encouraging to someone out there right now. So do me a favor and pay attention to Halloween. Be aware of the spirits. And be a blessing to someone each and every day, would you? God bless you.
This has been the Sue Free Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.